Education from 1988 onwards. 1988 Education Reform Act. This is an important policy. It made six key changes. 1. Ofsted inspections. 2. Tests at 7, 11 and 14, called SATs. 3. Local management of school budget. Reduce the control of schools and hand it over to local authorities. 4. Opting out. Schools were maintained by grants. 5. City technical schools. And 6. A national curriculum. All of these changes led to one major difference: the marketisation of education. This is where parents have the power and choice to make a decision and shop around to see which schools to send their children to. The new right argued that this marketisation will lead to more efficient and effective schools due to the increased competition, and now many political parties share this opinion. Other educational policy changes since 1988. There have been many more changes since the 1988 Education Reform Act, all designed to increase the standard of education. For example, vocational education, which includes work experience, MVQs and applied GCEs. These aim to provide a more skilled future workforce. Money for nurseries and smaller primary schools and smaller primary school classes. Labour introduced a maximum class size of 30 pupils for primary schools and poured a lot of money into early education to improve standards. The introduction of national league tables. Schools must now publish all exam results, which are put into league tables. This again increases competition by allowing marketisation, which in turn means schools need to be more efficient. Formula funding. Schools are funded largely on how many students they attract. This is intended to reward schools that attracted many pupils and hence were more successful. Specialised schools. Schools will receive extra funding to specialise in one certain area. For example, technology, music or maths. This was introduced to improve standards in that field for that comprehensive. Increased tuition fees. This is not designed to help improve education, but to save money from the government deficit. Criticisms of these policies. Marxists feel these policies and the increased marketisation benefit the wealthy families, thus increasing social inequality. This is because richer parents are likely to be better educated. This means they will be able to, unlike uneducated parents, look into the schools at greater depth, studying Ofsted reports and league tables. This knowledge, which a lot of working class parents won't have, allows richer families to send their children to the best schools and gain the best education, increasing the class divide. Also, the increased marketisation means that parents are likely to move to get their child into the best school's catchment area. However, poor families cannot afford to do this, so their child has to attend a poorer school. This is known as the postcode lottery, and Marxists feel it increases social inequality. The increased tuition fees mean that many poorer working class students can't afford higher education, unlike rich families. This again could increase social inequality.